Hello, friends. The following story, Companions in Darkness, was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, May 28th, 2017. It was part of our season finale. We had a lot of fun with this show, and we hope you enjoy it too, as well as the upcoming 3 episodes from the performance. We call it Some People You Might Know. Listen carefully, dear listeners. This little tale will reward you with the next week's release. But first, I'd like to share a word about our sponsor, ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, I'm sure you do know that it's people who make your business a success. The right people. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 job sites with just one click. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With ZipRecruiter's simple-to-use dashboard, you can easily screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place without having to juggle emails or calls to the office. You can find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And you can do it for free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside. Yeah, that's right. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/fireside, post jobs for free, and find the right talent to make your business a success.
Igor! I am at my wit's end! Send in the next candidate!
Yes! Yes, Master! Oh, Master, do not be enraged, but I'm afraid there is no next candidate.
How could there be no one else? Surely we can find at least one qualified candidate to work the graveyard shift.
I'm sorry, Master, but I...
But! This is so frustrating! Drive a stake through my heart already! Actually, don't. I demand an explanation! Send in Helen from Inhuman Resources at once!
I'm here, Mr. Dracula, and I believe I've already told you what we have to do.
Oh, no, not that online website stuff again. What do you think, that I'm some kind of sucker?
Do I really have to answer that?
You know me, I like to keep it old school. You know, we always seem to get the best results whenever we used Schmangold.
You summoned me, Master?
Schmangold, you are the greatest of all headhunters. We're having some staffing issues, my old friend.
Ah, yes. I think I can assist. I have some of the best and brightest minds in my network.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they're no longer attached to any of their bodies. Look, Mr. Dracula, we have to start getting practical around here and stop denying the power of ZipRecruiter.com.
ZipRecruiter?
Yeah, you keep working on that pronunciation.
It's my fangs, you see. Certain consonants.
In the meantime, all we have to do is pull up the website here. And to hire great people, all we have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com, where we can post to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then we can easily select the best candidates from one list, as you can see here.
You're killing me with convenience. I love it.
Look at these candidates. Now this is what I'm talking about.
Ooh, I like this one. Bloody Mary. She has an eternity of experience.
And she has her bachelor's in cold storage.
It's settled. Wolfie, give her the call.
I think an email would be much more appropriate, Mr. Dracula.
Ah, that must be her. That was fast.
Delivery.
What's that smell?
Which one of you here ordered the garlic knots?
Over 1 million businesses have already made their hiring process faster and easier than ever before with ZipRecruiter.com. Distribute your job posting to 100 million job seekers all at once. It takes just a minute to post. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Hey, Evan. How you holding up?
Julie, please, keep your eyes on the road.
Quite a day we had, huh? I'm still a little worried about Sissy, though. She really thinks she saw something at that old place. What do you think?
I think she'll be fine. She's back home with her uncle now, I'm guessing.
You mean you haven't even texted her to make sure she's all right?
My phone's been dead for hours.
You can use mine if you want.
It's all right. She's fine. I'll talk to her later.
Okay. That place turned out to be so weird in the end, don't you think? The Wenzel place?
Yeah, I didn't really see anything other than all those amazing pieces of World War II memorabilia, but thinking back on it, I did feel a pretty weird vibe toward the end of it.
Yeah, me too. To be honest, I felt something off the minute we stepped inside. But Sissy, she admitted it right away. She was spooked right from the get-go.
Well, she is a sensitive one.
Huh. How long have you two been together, anyway?
Oh, together? I mean, well, we just kind of see each other sometimes. I mean, I live in Brooklyn, and she's out in Long Island. We have fun and all, but at the end of the day, it's not all that serious.
Really? That's not what she tells me.
Hmm. Well, her uncle doesn't seem to think too much of me. I mean, I get it. I'm a bit older than she is, but... You know, I figured he'd be a different kind of guy. I mean, he's European, after all. They're supposed to be more open-minded and not all hung up about age differences and that stuff, right?
Well, in terms of the legal age, Sissy is barely above the line. In this country, at least.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
Nothing. Got yourself a Long Island Lolita, eh? What time's your train?
9:15.
Oh, so we have a bit of time before I drop you off. What do you say? Let's go for a ride. Have you seen some of the old mansions by Pebble Path Road?
No, this is probably the longest I've been in a car in a while. I'm just another city guy who lives and dies by public transit.
Okay, well, we can kill some time then. There's a private beach not many people know about. It's much better than the one we were at earlier today, and it's a really nice drive on top of that. And, I saw there's still a few beers left in the cooler.
All right. It is a beautiful night out, after all. Just remember, I can't miss that last train to Brooklyn.
Okay, but worse things could happen, you know. Evan?
Yeah?
Evan, I don't know if you realize, did you know I'm actually a year older than Sissy?
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Julie...
Come on, Evan. It's time for a little real talk. It's just you and me now. Don't deny it. From the time we were on the beach and I took my towel off and you saw me in my bikini, I saw you. You played it cool, but yeah, I noticed you noticing. You got a few good looks in.
What about it?
You like me. Don't you?
What's on the radio?
Hello, friends. This is Alex Severn.
Oh, it's Audio File Search. I love this show.
We have another great episode of Audio File Search for you. But before we proceed, I want to ask you something. How much is this program worth to you? Really, stop and think for a second. $3? $4? $5? $5.50? How about $6.95?
Oh, really?
Oh, for the love of Christ, not another pledge drive. This guy's the worst. Sorry, pal, you're getting the axe.
Before you answer my question...
It's all right, I listen to Audio File Search as a podcast anyway. Are you a podcast guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm a total binge listener. I like Planet Money, The Moth, Snap Judgment, Bowery Boys, Pistol Shrimps Radio, Astonishing Legends...
Oh, do you ever listen to Fireside Mystery Theater?
Not my thing.
Hello, my fellow companions in darkness. You have decided to take a ride down this lampless road with me, the Moonlight Rider.
Wow, I've never heard this show before. It sounds really old-timey.
It's a bit too tinny and scratchy for my ears.
Well, just give it a chance.
Tonight, our journey will take us places that you will never live to forget. We shall make 3 stops on this journey.
This is kind of corny.
Our first destination, outside the city limits of Demeter Falls, where a mysterious force looks to dine on something most could never hope to digest.
Creepy.
Then, we will take you to the remotest area of the Emerald Isle, where 2 women, when they join hands, can communicate with the dead.
Well, I mean, that's sort of interesting.
And the final stop on tonight's journey, the bizarre and brooding little Long Island township of Sunken Harbor.
Wow. Hey, that's where we are right now.
Where a few citizens of the town are drawn together by a peculiar object they all claim to see soaring high in the sky above them.
Hey.
That sounds
Like what happened to us today?
These tales shall unfold before your very ears in just a moment. But first, these few short words.
Creeps in the night. Bats in the belfry. Heavy panting transmitting through your telephone receiver. The footfalls of the unexpected. The shadows of the uninvited. Is it possible that you sense somehow that among these are some people you might know? Well, we think they are, and we know you do. This message has been brought to you by Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that concludes this week's episode. Julie was played by Casey LaForest. Bill Heidrich played the parts of Evan and Alex Severn. And James Reeser played the part of the Moonlight Rider. Companions in Darkness was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you like what we're doing, my friends, please take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. Investing a minute to do that does a world of good in helping us to grow. Do you have any favorite episodes, stories, or characters? Is there anything you'd like to hear more or less of from us in the future? We'd love to know. Your feedback means the world to us. And you too, my friends, could rock out with a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other fab items adorned with our logo. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check out all the goods on offer. You can share our love with the world. Just take a pic with your swag and tag us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle at Fireside Mystery. A curious thing spotted in the sky will draw together certain citizens of Sunken Harbor for a strange adventure. Find out what happens in next week's episode, Sunken Harbor, the Cradle of Aviation, available wherever podcasts can be found. This is Ali Silva. Longer days disturb the darkness, though I must still remind you to mind the shadows.